You are listening to episode number
Reboot!
One. Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the rebooted Real RPG Show, aka the Real Players Game Podcast Show. For those of you who don't know, and probably don't even remember me and my Mr. Friend, who I'm gonna introduce in a second. A couple years ago, we did a video game podcast, but unfortunately, a lot of bad things happened all at once. So, which led to the hiatus. Well. My friend and I have been re-energized, and we're back and better than ever. But first, let me introduce you to my best friend.
Say hello.
Listeners, I believe our buddy Iggy has deceased from a sneeze.
Say hello to our my best friend, Mr. Dragon 01.
Hello, I'm back, and a reviewer now, I guess.
And not professional yet, but we'll get there. And in case you haven't noticed, we've changed locations. We've started over. We moved over to my personal blog, which is now being the official game review site for both Mr. Dragon and I to write our game reviews. We didn't just want to write game reviews. We also wanted to bring other content to you. So at least once a week, every 2 weeks, you'll be getting a video game podcast, the RPG Show podcast. So once every 2 weeks, and it'll primarily be a news/topic show. It's not going to be a long one. Unless we invite other people in, and the discussions are really good. But don't expect this to be very long. And it'll also be our place to discuss game topics like favorite things or whatever. But on the website, on the blog itself, you can find our reviews on certain games. I've already written several of them, including the first three Mega Man X games, and then up to X5. I'm still working on X4.
Still working on beating X1 Sigma too.
I beat X1 Sigma. I challenge my demons. And also, Mr. Dragon has contributed for the first time. He has a review for Mortal Kombat 9, the reboot of the Mortal Kombat franchise that came out in 2011, which reignited the Mortal Kombat franchise. Please go check that out. Please go check our reviews. And then also, once in a while, you will have an occasional top 10 video game list from us, that from either Mr. Dragon or I. So you will have, there will be content on the website, and we will definitely, and let us know if you're curious about stuff that you want to add that we can possibly do. Let us know. We'll try to add it. I want this to be as fan driven as possible. Let us know what games you want us to play, and let us know what reviews you want to see. This is all about you guys, whoever's listening to this out there in video game land. And if you are listening, we appreciate you taking the time to listen. Dragon,
who knows? Who knows? Maybe we'll do some Let's Plays in the future too. We get equipment.
That is one of the things that Dragon and I are striving for. Dragon has a PC powerful enough to handle it. Me, I need a computer to handle it. But that the ultimate goal is also to officially add a YouTube channel to the Real RPG Show. Hopefully by early next year, if I get my tax return. I shouldn't be talking about that, but I'm going to talk about it anyways. But the plan is to get a brand new computer and also get Let's Play equipment to get Let's Plays going. So the point is, this is the start of something. Get on the bandwagon now. We're hopefully going to go places. But we need your support, and we're going to bust our asses to get it done. So without further ado, since Dragon did write a review of Mortal Kombat 9, we do know that coming next year, sometime next year, Mortal Kombat X is coming out, or Mortal Kombat 10, if you want to call it that, too.
Probably just be preferred, despite what Ed Boon would say.
Yeah, which is, again, I have personal problems with Ed Boon calling it X now when it's the 10th Mortal Kombat, use X, Roman numeral 10, whatever. I just find it weird. So, Dragon,
hello.
We already know some of the characters that are going to be it. We know, due to the events of MK9, spoilers, A lot of people died in MK9.
So many people died.
So many people died.
Or became a robot.
Yeah.
And then died.
And then died. Did Sub-Zero die? Yeah, Sub-Zero died.
Red Wedding shit going on here.
Making a Game of Thrones reference. Catchy. So that has led to at E3 and even before E3, we got to look at some of the new fighters and some of the new stuff. But what we're going to talk about is like who would we like to see come back introduced into the Mortal Kombat in Mortal Kombat X. So Dragon, you're the Mortal Kombat fanboy, obviously. What about you? What are some past Mortal Kombat combatants you like to see come back, in Mortal Kombat X? Who would you like to see come back?
I mean, already I've seen my favorite Sub-Zero's coming back somehow.
I don't get.
Despite Noob Saibot being, well, Noob Saibot and...
Soul. He was kicked in the soul, Nato.
And, well, I don't... Oh, yeah, he was.
Yeah.
And then
Nightwolf kicked him in there.
Then his younger brother just kind of turned into a cyborg. And spoilers.
And Sindel kicked his ass.
Pretty hard. And, well, who knows if it's going to be another generation of Sub-Zero or... whatever the fuck's going to happen. Maybe it's going to be another time paradox shit going on and Raiden's going to be dumb about it.
Again?
He must win! Who? Who must win? God! Oh no, it's not that guy! My Kamidogu's falling apart.
God damn it. Okay, so we know Raiden's coming back. We know... we don't know if Johnny Cage and Sonya Blade, who are the two prominent human members who would survive the end of MK9, we know they're not coming. We don't know if they're not coming back, but we know that their daughter is coming back.
Cassie Cage.
And she knows her father's nut punch.
Which amuses me to no end.
Isn't it more righteous for a chick to be doing that? It just feels so much more righteous, at least to me.
It's especially fitting when it's the child of Johnny fucking Cage.
Yeah. So hopefully Johnny and Sonya will make it somehow. But who are some other players you want to see come back?
Maybe Tanya.
She's good. I think she should be number one on the list. I really liked her in MK4.
Although her fatalities were kind of weak in that game. She just kind of sits on your lap, not your lap, your shoulders, and just kind of breaks your neck with her thighs.
So she's stealing Chun-Li's fatality.
God.
Quan Chi.
Raiko. I love the shit out of Raiko in Mortal Kombat 4. And then there's Fujin.
Yeah, Fujin. I think you and I were talking about this offline, but I think Fujin could be something cool. Because Raiden fucked up royally.
And then we're going to find out Fujin did some time paradox bullshit with his wind powers.
I don't know how that works, but okay.
Well, you gotta hear the colors of the wind, or whatever that song goes. I don't fucking know.
I think that's it. But Fujin would be cool. I think the DLC characters should come back, like Rain, Scarlet,
Kenshi.
Kenshi would be cool, except given I think they would maybe not Scarlet because she's kind of a Red Lantern. I think Rain and Kenshi could be given story roles.
Especially Freddy Krueger and Kratos. No. You cannot have a Mortal Kombat game without those two.
No. but before we get on to guest characters, who are in there? Any? I mean, Quan Chi's still around. We know he's still around.
Of course.
So he's probably going to come back.
Along with his army of people that have already died during the first iteration.
That could be their way of bringing back the old. They'll probably pull like a zombie Liu Kang kind of thing where it's just a zombie version.
What the?
So, because we know Liu Kang ain't coming back in this game, or Kung Lao.
Just the way Kung Lao died was so fantastic.
Oh, just like, I win, nope. Shao Kahn just breaks his neck. It's like, nope. Go play MK9 if you haven't played it already.
Yeah. There's a reason why it was spearheading to your collection. Little tagline there.
And, of course, Scorpion's coming back, and he's, of course, the cover of the box art, which is no surprise considering Ed Boon has made it no secret that Scorpion is his favorite character, which, if you play Mortal Kombat 9, you can tell Scorpion is OP as shit.
And, of course, with Ed Boon's raging erection for Scorpion, he has to win during that first trailer for Mortal Kombat X.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Well, so...
Give Sub-Zero a win.
All right, so let me ask you. Okay, so there you go. any other fighters? Because I didn't play Deadly Alliance, Armageddon, or Deception. I didn't play those games. So are there any fighters from those games that you would like to see come back, or do you think they should just create new fighters? Obviously, they're creating new fighters, like that weird tag team with the big monster and the little girl,
Frequent comparison is Master Blaster, because nobody can get beyond Thunderdome for some reason.
Yeah, or and also that Qualtocan or whatever, who's based off the Aztec god or something.
It's going to take a bit to memorize all these new names.
Yeah, there's the, you know, and
because there's the Bug Lady as well.
Do you think he's connected to Shao Kahn somehow? Because that's the first thing I thought. Like, wait, Kahn?
Maybe, I mean, but like, he doesn't look anything like him. But then again, this is Outworld, so maybe there's some kind of crossbreeding bullshit going on. I don't know.
I hope we get another Kitaro or Goro returns, but as playable characters. I know, to make it not online cheap, just don't have them have invincibility frames, because that was the biggest bullshit of those fights.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. There weren't really any memorable characters within Deadly Alliance, Deception, and Armageddon. Maybe Blaze?
Wasn't he the boss of MK Armageddon?
Yeah, he was, because bullshit happened. But I was thinking more of his standard, smaller version of him. Or maybe the bigger version.
I hope they don't introduce Onaga. I mean, I haven't played those games, but I am well aware of the Dragon King. I'm well aware of that storyline. By the way, how the hell did Shao Kahn come back? Didn't Quan Chi and Shang Tsung kill him in Deception?
I'm going to go with shenanigans for that answer.
Because he's kind of just back.
Yeah, he is. Maybe that vampire chick. I don't know. Maybe Frost. Frost might make a return.
Maybe she's the new Sub-Zero and we just don't know it yet.
Yeah, for some reason she just has a really manly body. God damn it, Ben.
Black Dragon person? No, you said Raiko from MK4. But I'm thinking a guy who was like, he was from, I can't remember if he was from Deadly Alliance, but he used like these like little spring things to fight. I can't remember his name though.
Jesus. What was his name? I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he kind of like uses springs to like. I don't remember. I remember him looking.
It's not Jarek.
I think it's Jarek. No, it's not Jarek.
Maybe Bo Raicho. Movado.
Yeah, Movado. I know a lot of people when the DLC was being announced that people wanted Movado really bad. And you know, why not? I don't know his deal. Do you know his deal? I don't know what his deal is.
Black Dragon, Black Dragon, Black Dragon, Black Dragon.
Okay. Did Kano die?
Mortal Kombat 9 or just in general?
9.
I don't think he did, actually.
Because the last time we see him is in the tower with Sub-Zero, Goro, and Kitaro. So Kano, I mean, as much as I don't use Kano in Mortal Kombat, he could come back. I hope they don't, because I really don't like Kano.
Then, of course, they can bring back another ninja, Chameleon.
Chameleon, yeah. I don't know what they would. It'd be interesting to see. Did Reptile's not dead? Is he dead? I don't think he's dead.
I mean, Reptile eventually becomes the Dragon King.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Well, this is an alternate timeline. This is Star Trek shit right here. But isn't Reptile alive from MK9?
I believe so.
I don't think he died. So they could bring back Reptile, too. And I like Reptile from MK9. He, you know, good mix of power and speed and just outright awesomeness.
Hell, who knows? Maybe they'll bring back Shujinko.
I don't even know. That's the guy
from... While he's younger, yeah.
Yeah.
From the story mode of Deception.
Possibly. But there's a lot of fighters you can choose from. So let us know in the comments who you want to see come back from a past Mortal Kombat into the new one now that this is a new timeline. And granted, things will probably be different. But let's talk about guest characters. Obviously, with only on the PlayStation 3 version, we had Kratos, and of course, all around Freddy Krueger was the last piece of DLC to come out.
For some fucking reason.
I don't know. It's the most random thing. So, I remember...
You still refuse to play or even download
Freddy
Krueger.
No, because it's so fucking stupid. I don't... Like, there could have been so many other fighters or other celebrities you could have choose from, but you chose Freddy Krueger. And I fought against him, and it seems nice, but I just refused to download it. It's not even expensive. It's like $5 for him, so... But anyways, personally, and I've seen a poster of this where some people... There's a poster of the Predator, Spawn, and I can't remember what the last one is. But I tell you what, if Spawn was a pre-order bonus at Best Buy, you bet your ass I'm pre-ordering that game at Best Buy.
Oh, not Predator?
I like Predator, but I like Spawn more. And I think Spawn and his violent nature and his cape and chains and how his power works, and granted I know you don't know how Spawn works, but I think Spawn could be so much fun. And granted, he's not the most, like, people know who Predator is to this day, and people like Jason Voorhees is the other one that I saw because of Freddy Krueger. Even though I don't think you could do a lot with Jason in terms of combos, and he'd just be another power dude. He'd basically be a two-armed Goro to a degree. But,
bringing out the machete and impaling you and all that and other good stuff.
Yeah, but personally for me, if I had to pick one guest character that I saw, I think it'd be cool to see Spawn. I think it'd be so cool to see Spawn in the Mortal Kombat game. I think he fits. He could fit out of all any kind of like superhero vigilante thing. What about you, Durgan? Is there any guest character from any other franchise that you would love to see in the Mortal Kombat game?
I mean, there's definitely someone, but I think he'd be too OP for the game because he can just never get shot at or get injured in any way unless it's just for the plot of it. You know who this has been?
Dante?
No, not Dante. More like Nathan Drake from Uncharted.
He would get killed.
He wouldn't. He'd just throw propane tanks and shoot them.
Out of nowhere?
While he's running away.
PlayStation 3 exclusive Nathan Drake.
I mean, why not? Uncharted 4 is going to be coming out. That'd be a great way to advertise it.
True.
I don't know, maybe like War or Death from the Darksiders franchise.
If that was a pre-order bonus somewhere, we would both pre-order it just to play as Death.
Right.
You know, Darksiders is one of our favorite games, so I would be down for Death. I would be down for Death.
Who else?
What about Jackie Estacado from The Darkness?
I'm sorry, I had the thought of Big Boss for the Phantom Pain with his metal arm and fragmented head.
Oh, in Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
That would be... I don't...
Just bring Big Boss into every game.
Yeah, you just love Big Boss that much. But what about Jackie Estacado from The Darkness? What about The Darkness himself?
I mean, that could probably work, too. It'd probably be like Freddy Krueger, where he kind of summons random claws out of the ground or just kind of consumes
you. Well, he uses the tentacles. Like, in the video game, he uses the tentacles to fight, you know?
Yeah.
I think that'd be fun to play as.
That'd be a good idea. And that would have three different fighting styles, too, which is apparently what the new Mortal Kombat is going for.
Yeah, which is something I'm not agreeing with.
I mean, I think it's fine because Deadly Alliance and Deception and even Armageddon had three different fighting styles, two of them being different martial arts and then a weapon fighting style.
Yeah, see, to me, what made Mortal Kombat 9 so successful and what made the original 3, including to a lesser extent 4, so successful is the fact that Street Fighter required certain button requirements to do excellent combos, and granted, Mortal Kombat, you had to be really good to be competitive. With Mortal Kombat 9 and the original Mortal Kombats, and I don't mean to be this is not a negative thing, but Mortal Kombat was its fighting combat was simplistic. And I feel that because it's easy to go into, easy to fight and difficult to master, but easy to go in from your special moves to a typical combo. It didn't take a lot of practice. You could have fun immediately. Whereas you have three different fighting styles that do three different things, and I think it could potentially complicate things, and it's something that I'm not I'm not in favor. It could work, and I'm saying it can, it can't work, but I'm cautious against it.
I mean, I can hear your skepticism. Skepticism, but I think it could turn out pretty nicely. I mean, especially if you have a favorite character, like how I love Sub-Zero, I could have a definite preferred stance for any kind of battle that he could potentially have. Like, you've seen how I fight with Sub-Zero. I just kind of try and keep my distance and try and freeze you, or and then just kind of come up close and beat the crap out of you, and then jump away and try and freeze you, and continue that cycle. But it could be a nice touch to have different variants of doing that. Maybe not that same strategy, but differing ways of using your same favorite character and beating your opponent.
Yeah, I can see it. You know, I was thinking of, as we were thinking, you know, guest characters, back to that again, not to go, since we got a little top topic. But since PlayStation exclusive, why not Cole McGrath from Infamous? I mean, granted, you know, Electrical Powers, Raiden's already got that covered, but fuck it, you know? And it'd be cool.
Well, if we're going to go PlayStation exclusive, why not Sora from Kingdom Hearts, no. Ben?
I'm just saying, like...
I mean, he's going to summon guns in the next game, apparently.
What?
Yeah, his Keyblade is going to turn into two different kinds of guns, and you're going to shoot the Heartless with them.
You know, what about a Big Daddy in Mortal Kombat from BioShock?
Well, he was originally a 360 exclusive.
Hey, I'm just talking about guest characters in general, just like who would be fun to fight as in the Mortal Kombat universe.
I mean, if you're talking power characters, Big Daddy would be the power character to do. I mean, we might as well just go through the PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale roster and see who we'd like.
I'm asking you honestly, what about old-school Dante? Even though they probably won't use him, they'll probably use new-school Dante, but do you think either of them fit?
I would love old-school Dante. Because he's just a better character than DMC, Devil May Cry.
I still like the game.
And the new name is dumb. DMC, Devil May Cry, god.
Maybe one of us will write a review on that, who knows. I certainly have been itching to replay it soon, but you know, I don't think they'll use him just because it's Capcom. I don't think Capcom will allow that shit to happen. What about one of the assassins from Assassin's Creed? You have several of them to choose from.
I mean, Ezio has already been in Soul Calibur 5.
What about Connor?
Connor would get the crap kicked out of him.
No, it's either that or Altair, Connor, or Kenway from 4.
Or not Edward Kenway, but Connor's dad.
Yeah.
AKA Big Dick McBritish guy.
Haytham
just kind of waltz. Yeah, Haytham Kenway. Just kind of waltz in, talk you down, and then walk away.
Now you're making me want to play Assassin's Creed 3 again. but so, is there anybody else before we move on who would you love to see as a guest character? I know my favorite's still going to be Spawn. I think Spawn could... Spawn in the Darkness.
I think my final vote would have to be... you know what? War from Darksiders.
But not Death?
I prefer War myself, I'm sorry.
I love Death. Death is so much cooler to me.
You sound so emo.
Well,
I love Death.
I love Death. Well, I mean,
Death would be here right now.
Death is much better because as much as I love the power guy, to be able to slash and move super fast, it just appeals more to me. And, you know, I think Darksiders 2 is a better game.
I mean, War is able to do that too.
Yeah, but Death is faster. He's Death. You can't, you know... So that's just me. So I would love to see that. We agree one of them should come along. I think it'd be cool to see.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go on to one more character roster section. Apparently, Hyrule Warriors. It's a new game that's coming out in late September, featuring Legend of Zelda meets Hyrule Dynasty Warriors, which is the most repetitive game in human history. But this does look like fun. I'm not going to lie. I own a Nintendo Wii U, and I do look like fun. But, Dragon, what are some of the characters that we got now?
Like Link, and then there's Link, and then there's Link with his new suit. There might be Toon Link. That'd be exciting.
Well, we do have Link, of course. He's the hero. He's the hero of time, hero of the wind.
Then there's Link with magic setup, and then Link with a bow.
Then we have Princess Zelda for the first time, who's actually holding a rapier, which is pretty cool, and she does some magic attacks. Midna from Twilight Princess, who's going to be on the game.
Then the most annoying character after Navi.
And then
Fee from Skyward Sword.
Wait, Fee's in the game? I didn't know Fee was in the game.
Yeah, you didn't know Fee was going to be in the game?
No. I didn't know Fee. So she's going to be a playable character?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
You didn't.
I know Agatha the Bug Princess from Twilight Princess.
That's a random choice if I ever saw one.
I know. I'm like, what? Agatha? Really?
I mean, she makes some weird, risque comments about the bugs you give her, too.
How did that pass over the censors?
Giggity.
I kind of hope we see, what's his name? From Ocarina of Time. Darunia, the Goron. I kind of want to see him, you know? Get some Goron love in there, you know? Gorons are integral to the Legend of Zelda mythos, so it'd be cool to see Kick-Ass as a Goron.
Maybe we'll see Saria or...
The little Kokiri kids, really?
Maybe just her, I don't know. I mean, she's a sage. Maybe have Impa. Sheik would enjoy...
Well, Impa's in the game. We know Impa's in the game.
Old Impa from Skyward Sword?
No, she's younger.
Not Grandma Impa?
Not Grandma Impa.
Not Granny?
Not Granny Impa, no.
Oh, okay.
Is Sheik in the game? I don't know if Sheik is in the game.
Sheik will more than likely be in the game, if not... That's a random transformation for Zelda during her run. I don't be weird. Maybe a Zoro. Zora.
Yeah, seeing Zora would be playing as a Zora would be cool.
Especially if you can have maybe water sections or underwater sections.
Yeah, because otherwise it'd be kind of pointless to play as a Zora.
It'd be kind of weird to play as Ganondorf if he's not a... Well, he could be a...
Well, I mean, I from what I...
character.
From what I understand, in Dynasty Warrior games, they let you play as the villain.
Yeah, they do.
So I wouldn't be surprised. Like, okay, let's talk about that. What I mean, Ganondorf, there's Vaadi from the Minish Cap series. Dragon, you list a couple.
I doubt it would happen, but maybe Geno from Mario RPG... As another spellcaster kind of character.
Well, let's keep it to Zelda universes. I don't think they're going to add other franchises.
Oh, I said Mario, didn't I?
You said. Well, I think Geno should be in Smash Brothers, but got to talk to Square Enix about that shit.
Nobody likes Geno.
A lot of people like Geno.
Look at me. I'm a puppet from heaven. La-di-da-di-da.
He's
anyways.
Automatically a better person than you. Anyways.
That's very nice.
But you got Vaadi from the Minish Cap game, and also I think the Four Swords game, and then there's the Onyx and Varen, who if you've played the Legend of Zelda Oracle of Ages and Seasons game, those are the bosses there, and they're basically Ganon's lieutenants, and they're pretty badass. In fact, Dragon, you'll like Onyx because he turns into a dragon.
It's not a you're not talking about the Pokemon?
No, I'm not talking about the Pokemon Onyx. I'm talking about the Knight Onyx.
What about Crystal Onyx?
Not Crystal. There's a Crystal Onyx? That was a thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was an episode of Pokemon.
I can't believe, there's no such thing as that in the game.
Of course not. That wouldn't make sense.
All right. So, any other character? Like, what other characters do you like to see in Hyrule Warriors become playable? Because I think it's like 9 playable characters.
Honestly, the one thing I would like from Skyward Sword, the one good thing I would like to play as, is the main villain from Skyward Sword.
Ghibrahim? I think he's in it.
I would love to play as him just because how demonic and evil he actually looks. Compared to any other variation of Ganon.
Are you talking about when he becomes at the end of the game?
Yeah, at the very end of the game.
Oh, okay. You know, because he probably looked like how he normally looks when you first meet him, and he creepy bad guy.
No, I mean final form, that guy.
Okay, what about Demise himself?
Demise...
But you had to see Ghibrahim?
Yeah.
Okay, I like Ghibrahim. I like Skyward Sword, but... It'd be cool. I think
I don't.
I think it'd be cool to play as Ghirahim, you know.
That final fight was the only good thing about Skyward Sword.
That I'll tend to disagree, but that's for another topic.
Topics.
Okay, so let us know who you would like to see in Hyrule Warriors. If you're gonna be picking up the game, because and coming out in what, 3 2 months? 2 months.
We didn't even say any characters from like Majora's Mask.
No, well, if anything, I would say like I think one of our best friends who's not on this podcast, basically he said he wants Link from Majora's Mask, and he would basically have the Deku mask, the Goron mask, and the Zora mask, allowing him to switch out and change abilities, and of course a couple of other sub masks from the game, and maybe a super move being the Fierce Deity's mask, which would be pretty cool. Especially since in Majora's Mask, there was in some of the gameplay trailers at E3, there Midna pulls down the moon, and it's the moon from Majora's Mask. So,
oh God, maybe play as the moon in Hyrule Warriors.
Pre-order now at GameStop.
Dead Space 3. This
Majora's Mask did it first. I'm pretty sure there was something who did it first before that. So let us know who you would want in Hyrule Warriors from the Legends of the Universe that's not getting any love yet.
You know what would be funny?
What?
If a DD mask was just another costume for original Link.
I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised. Also, the game Hyrule Warriors itself seems to be a love letter to Twilight Princess. At least to me it looks like it is.
I mean, kind of. I only have characters from, what, just Midna that I'm aware
Midna,
of?
Midna, Agatha... Zelda,
oh, nice.
Zelda herself to me looks more like her Twilight Princess equivalent, and so does Link. Like he looks more of like that. He looks more of like that, or Ocarina of Time Link, but who knows? It to me looks like it's more leaning towards Twilight Princess, which is fine because I like Twilight Princess.
Shame he doesn't have that ponytail, otherwise he'd look like the new Link in the new Zelda game that'll be coming out
next year. Okay, let's move on. Do we have anything else, Durgan, before we move on?
I got nothing.
All right, so let's move on. So at E3 this year, we noticed a theme.
Yes.
That apparently people love remasters.
Yes.
And not just remasters, recent remasters. As you are aware, if people are aware, you already know about the Master Chief Collection coming out for the Xbox One, which collects the first four Halo games, minus Reach and...
ODST.
ODST, which I heard those are eh, and you don't need
them. Yeah.
So... It collects the important ones, and of course, The Last of Us is being remastered for the PS4, and I know that the Metro 2099 series are being remastered, is there anything else? I feel like there's something else that's being remastered that we don't know about for the PS4.
Beyond Two Souls is being remastered already.
There you go, which is crazy, which leads, and of course there's the rumored Mass Effect remaster for the next gen consoles, which if they did it to Mass Effect 1 and it basically like rebuilt it with Mass Effect 2's engine, I'd be down. But do you think this is a good thing? I mean, these games, The Last of Us and Halo, granted Halo it's been a couple of years, Halo has a little bit more leeway, because at least of the first three, or at least the first two.
Right.
But like The Last of Us just came out a year ago, and I know the PS4 is great technology. You know,
it really is.
You know, I've seen it in action. It's amazeballs. But like to me, it's like, you know, a lot of people harp on Capcom for doing this exact same shit, but I don't see people harping on Naughty Dog or Sony for releasing a game that came out, you know, granted, if I buy a PS4, I'm not buying the game because I already own it for the PS3. And a lot of people say, but it's on the PS4, 60 frames per second. It still looks amazing and plays amazing on the PS3, you know?
I mean, that's a given.
You know, it's one of the best-looking games on there, and it's Naughty Dog. So to me, I think it's like, if it would have been like a couple of years... You know, 5 years, I wouldn't have been mad. I wouldn't have been annoyed. I'd be like, okay, that's kind of cool. And Grand Theft Auto 5 is getting ported to the PS4 and Xbox.
Along with Tomb Raider, that's already come out.
Yeah, Tomb Raider, the Definitive Edition, which came out, which looks worse, actually, in my opinion, of what I've seen.
I haven't even seen it. Does it really look worse?
It looks a little worse. Some of the choices they made is like, ugh. It's more distracting. And I really liked how I thought Tomb Raider looked excellent. On the PS3. You know, I understand you're limited with consoles, but Jesus, people act like if it's like, oh God, I'm looking at 8-bitness. Oh, you're not. Those are, you know, full moving 3D models, and they look great. But what about you, Durgan? What's your opinion on these recent remasters?
I mean, remasters themselves aren't necessarily a bad thing. It's the way you go about it. I mean, granted, like the God of War collection, the God of War saga that had all three, not all three,
All,
yeah,
every
all
single
three,
God of War game.
except for Ascension, because that
Well, that
came
was
out
that.
after.
Yeah, that came out after. Every God of War game up to three.
But God of War 1 and 2 were a fantastic choice to remaster along with Chains of Olympus and, God, I'm drawing a blank on the other PSP title.
Chains of Olympus and I'll look it up.
Why
I'll look it
does
up.
my brain
I'll
hurt?
look it up. Hold on. Origins. No. Ghost of Sparta.
Ghost of Sparta, that's what it
When you
was.
meet his brother.
Deimos, or Deimos.
Deimos, yeah.
And you get to play as Deimos in PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale as a separate costume. Anyways, they're not necessarily a bad thing, but the way you go about it is an entirely different thing. Because you can have all these different games that you can remaster, and everyone will really want to replay because they're so great.
And they
Like,
look
again.
better, and they look nicer, and it's been a long time since you've played them, or you've never played them.
Or if you've never played them, they also kind. Some do kind of change the gameplay just a little bit to make it better. Like, they even improved the gameplay in the God of War collection when they generally released that. I loved how they re-released the Sly collection and the Ratchet and Clank collection, because I enjoyed the loving shit out of those games on the PS2 back then, and I've always wanted a reason to go back and play them. And now that I do, and enjoy how much they've revamped the graphics and the gameplay itself. But then you have shit like The Last of Us, Tomb Raider, and Beyond Two Souls,
Grand Theft Auto V.
and Grand Theft Auto V. Grant, I mean, there are things you can still improve upon graphics-wise or just how it plays, but it'd probably be better if you just waited a couple of years or so before you make that decision. Because you'll just get called out for being like Capcom and just re-releasing the same game every year with a different title and little revitalized graphics at that point. But at least Naughty Dog hasn't really gone to that level. It's just been with The Last of Us so far.
Well, there's also speculation that I would not be surprised that they do an Uncharted remaster for the PS4.
I would love an Uncharted remastered.
They look fine, though. I mean,
They look fine, but they can look fantastic.
I'm just saying. I think it's like,
I mean, leave Uncharted 3 alone, because
well, they're
that
not. They're
looks
gonna mess with it because it's
great.
coming over to the PS4. They're gonna improve on it.
Yeah,
What's the point
maybe.
of remastering?
Remaster your face.
Well, okay. So they, I don't like it. If it's a game that's 10 years old, 5 to 10 years, sure. If it's a game that came out last summer that I barely beat, no, it's way too soon. I
Too
know
soon.
it's. I'm not gonna be buying it. I hope you don't buy it. If you didn't own a PlayStation 3, but you own a PS4, go for it. More power to you. You didn't have a chance. But if you're a person who already owns the game, why buy it twice? You're getting the same game that's gonna look somewhat better. It's gonna look better. That's about
Why,
it.
hi Nintendo, I didn't see you there.
God damn it.
How are you doing over there in that corner? Sobbing your eyes out
God damn it.
with your Ocarina of Time
Yeah,
and your mini Mario games.
to correction, Ocarina of Time, it was 1996, and then we didn't get a remake of it till, like, an official full-on upgrade remake of it till 2011, so that's enough
Master
time.
Quest, GameCube.
Still enough time. Still enough
And then again for the 3DS, which is probably the preferred way to play it.
That's the definitive version now. You can't once you play Ocarina of Time 3DS, you can't play Ocarina of Time 64 anymore. It's just like, oh my eyes. And Ocarina of Time doesn't look terrible. Whatever
Certainly doesn't.
whatever Evico Raptor will lead you to believe, but shots fired.
Crossfire.
No, I'm just kidding. I love Ego, but Ocarina of Time doesn't look that bad, but it looks terrible when you put it in comparison to its 3DS remastering.
I'm going to lie. I like Ocarina of Time more than Link to the Past.
That's fine. A lot of some people do. It's a generational thing. I do, too. It was the first Zelda game I ever beat. So speaking of that, enough of the negativity remaster talk. Let's talk about,
one more thing on the remaster. What's a game that you would like to see remastered?
You know what? I had an idea. There's a game from the PlayStation 2 that I would love to see remastered. It's called Beyond
Two Souls?
No, Beyond Evil.
Beyond Evil.
It was called Beyond Evil. It was a PlayStation 2 game, and I don't really remember much of it, but I remember having a good time playing it. And out of all the games I would love to see remastered is that one, just to sustain my nostalgia next. I think it's called Beyond Evil, or Beyond Evil. I think it's called that. It's the main protagonist is a female with a staff. But I do remember that was one of the first PlayStation 2 games I ever played. What about you? What's a game that you want to see remastered?
I mean, again, I would love to see a remastered version of the Darksiders franchise, just because I love those games so much, and I would love an opportunity to get two more easy platinums.
Four.
I would say Star Wars Battlefront,
that would be cool.
That's already getting a new game coming out eventually.
Yeah.
Maybe the Resistance franchise. Who knows? They came out pretty early. PlayStation 3.
What about Dead Rising? I know you love. I mean, granted, the third one just recently came out, but it'd be basically a remastering of the first two. And I know you love Dead Rising.
I really do, but I don't know if I'd play a remastered Dead Rising, honestly.
Even what if they fix all the time stuff and all the glitches?
I don't even mind the time stuff. I don't really care about all that. You know what would be hilarious?
What?
If they remastered Final Fantasy 13.
Oh, God.
Before they did 7.
Oh, God. Well, they're never remastering 7. Like, Square Enix has to be, like, completely out of money to remaster 7.
Yeah, they specifically said until they run out of options.
But I think a lot of the... I love
they
it,
will
but...
Not make it.
Yeah, I love it, but I think a lot of the charm with 7 is the fact that it was made back then. And granted, it's not exactly great on the eyes, and I know because I just played it within the last year, but I still love it. It still looks fine. Not the best, right. But it hasn't aged well, but I still think it gets by. So, with that being said, let's move on to our final topic of this show, which is our favorite remasters. And for me, I'm going to kick it off with God of War. The God of War saga, which gives you 5 games. And granted, they're pretty much all the same, with power-ups outside. But you feel so epic and badass, especially with God of War 3. It's just such an amazing franchise. I love God of War. I love that sense of badassery you are when you're Kratos.
Can't wait to see how they continue the story in God of War 4.
I don't think we're ever going to get a God of War 4, but that's the
Kratos problem. Is just going to become Jesus, and then things will happen. I'm not going to go because possible religious listeners.
Whatever.
It's going to become Super Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I think I'm trying to think of another great remastering. I haven't beaten this game yet, but I think another favorite one is Final Fantasy X. Now, granted, I didn't play the original Final Fantasy X when it came out, but I'm playing the current one now, and oh my, it looks gorgeous. I love how it looks. I love, and apparently the music is orchestral. You know,
it really is.
You know, so it looks sound. The music is great. The sound is great. Voice acting is the same, but what can you do? But I really love Final Fantasy X as a remaster. I can't count 10-2 yet because I haven't gotten there yet. But 10 so far is really, really a good remastering of an older game. What about you?
Good choices. Good choices. Well, mine that you left out like a stepchild on a curb was Metal Gear Solid HD Collection.
You know what? That collection made me a fan of Metal Gear, so I can't. Yeah. I was giving you to say that one.
You are
Metal Gear fan more than I am. You love.
I mean, I'm in the same boat as you. I've never played any of the Metal Gear games before the HD collection.
True, but you played it before me, and you got me into it, so...
Yeah, I did. God damn, those games are so good.
Yeah, I love
Even
it.
If Metal Gear Solid 2 is a bit questionable in its story.
Yeah. That'll be a review for another time. Maybe one of us will tackle that game. If one of us has the guts to play it again.
I mean, I can play it again easily. I just have the one fucking trophy in Metal Gear Solid 2. God damn it, VR missions.
All right, so Metal Gear Solid. Would you replace the HD collection with the Legacy collection, which adds everything, or just the HD collection, which only does a remastering of 2, 3, and Peace Walker, which Peace Walker is really great, a great remastering.
I mean, it would be kind of nice to see Metal Gear Solid 4 remastered for being remastered for some reason.
It looks fine as it is.
It does. But if you can make it look like how it does in the Phantom Pain, that would be amazing. Anyways, but, besides 4, you can already play just about all of the Metal Gear games, except for Solid 1, 2. I mean, you can play Metal Gear 1 and 2 in the Metal Gear Solid 3, if you ever feel like playing those old games.
Yeah, you could buy Metal Gear Solid 1 off the PSN store. Which for like what, $10?
It's either $6 or $10, and those games are usually on sale at some point. Another remastered series I really loved again was the Slide Collection. And Kingdom Hearts. Love Kingdom Hearts, and I can't wait until 2.5 this December. And get another easy platinum. Oh man. But, God, I'm going to be honest, I hate Chains of Memories, Kingdom Hearts Chains of Memories.
I've never played.
Well, you've played a little bit of Kingdom Hearts 1, and I keep telling you to buy the fucking HD collection already and play it. But in Chains of Memories, you're playing with cards, so anytime you want to attack a shadow, you have to use a card to attack.
So it's Final Fantasy VIII?
If you want to open a door, you have to use a key card. Because, yeah, there are key cards. There are spell cards.
Why does that sound familiar? Why does key card sound familiar? That's a hotel thing.
Also Duke Nukem. Also,
there you go.
Item cards. Use a potion card if you want, if you need health. You're pretty... Fuck. For any battles, you are just playing as Sora. You don't even have Donald or Goofy unless you have a select number of cards to summon them. You don't even have them in your party unless you count the cards in your deck. And that just annoys the shit out of me. And it's annoyed me ever since because they put in every other portable Kingdom Hearts game since. They've done it for Chains of Memories. They've done it for... What was it, 358 over 2 days?
What does that even mean?
And they did in the latest portable game, Dream Drop Distance. I haven't played the PSP title yet because I never had a PSP. But I'm going to be very hopeful when it comes out remastered for 2.5 this December. And hopefully get another easy platinum along with Kingdom Hearts 2.
All right. Any other games that have been remastered that are some of your favorites, Durgan? I'll say Wind Waker. That was remastered a year ago, and granted, I never played the original Wind Waker, but I really loved the last Wind Waker remastered. It was really cool. I really enjoyed it. It was one Zelda game I never got to play.
I played it. I might remember enjoying it for time, but God, sailing the sea is just a little bit better than soaring through the skies and Skyward Sword, God damn it.
Yeah, I get it. Oh, here's one I forgot, and I just remembered. It was never given a physical release, but Sega did a nice touch-up. I guess it's not a remaster, but it's a touch-up to Nights into Dreams, which was a Sega Saturn title that you can buy off the PSN, and they gave you the HD version, which looks amazing, and it has better graphics. It's not like brand new, like it doesn't look like it's made today, but it's basically smoothed out. The rough edges are smoothed out, and the music is better, and you can hear everything, and it fits to a bigger screen. But that is one of my favorites, and because I remember as a Sega Saturn, Nights into Dreams was one of my favorite games back in the day. So it was cool. That was one of mine.
You know, that game is nonsensical in its gameplay.
It's a little different, but once you get the hang of it, it's fun as shit. And
there's a difference between different and nonsensical, Ben.
How is it nonsensical?
You're just thrown right in there. You don't know what to do. You see gems. Are those good things? Do you want those gems?
Yeah, you just touch what it does. I mean,
how do I know I'm making any progress in this game? I'm just kind of floating around and making backflips.
You're not just floating around and making backflips. You gotta get combos. I mean, it's a Sega game, so you combos.
Combos on those floating gems.
Nights into Dreams, go play it. Sega, please make another Nights into Dreams game. I would buy the shit out of it. I'd buy a million copies of a new Nights game.
I'd buy multiple remastered copies of the same game.
Well, let's end this, because clearly I'm tired, apparently. But I'm going to end my note on a game that I said I would want remastered, and that's Metroid Prime 1.
Metroid Prime.
Full on. I recently played earlier this year, I think it was February, I was able to buy the Metroid Prime collection for the Wii. And granted, it's not even a graphical touch up. I think it looks a little bit smoother, but I have no idea. But I would love a full on HD like treatment to Metroid Prime. I think it'd be so cool to see that. Especially with the Wii U gamepad. So I would love a Metroid Prime remake.
And then there's the remakes of all those Pokemon games, like we're getting Gen 3DS.
Yeah, that looks great.
Wonder when they're going to do Gen 4.
Probably 2 years from now. We'll see. I never played Gen 4, so.
When we'll be getting the Nintendo 4DS for some reason.
It's in four dimensions. You have to trip on acid to get to it. All right.
I can see colors.
Anything you want to add, Durgan, before we cut?
I'm good.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to episode number one of the Real Players Game Podcast Show.
Aren't we forgetting one topic, though?
No, we're going to move on. We'll save it for next time.
All right.
Thank you for listening. Let us know what you think of our comment on all the things we said. Let us know what you like. Let us know what you dislike. And comment on what you want to see written on the site. What top 10 lists, what games you want to see us review. And we will comply as best we can. If you want to support us financially in a very small way, if you look on our website, there's a link that says Iggy's Amazon Store. Basically, what you do is you click on that link. That'll take you to Amazon. If you make any purchase, a little bit of that money goes to us. Just a little bit, not much, and it's not meant it's not meant to pay our bills. It's not meant to do anything. It's more of just a way to start saving up money for better things in the future. So basically, it's an investment. You don't have to do it, but it'd be nice. That is the way you can help. And also, spread the word. Tweet about us, write about us on Facebook, let your friends know we're doing this. Anything really helps at this point. So until next week, that's Mr. Dragon. I'm the Marvelous Iggy. We'll see y'all in 2 weeks for episode number 2.
See you next time. Gang, Sonya, Jax, Kitana, Jade, Sub-Zero, Scorpion, Cyrax, destiny. Flawless victory.